The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Wilson of KGLA in Algona. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Senator. I guess, first off, maybe can you talk a little bit about the bill you introduced last week to kind of help expand rural broadband access and what it would mean to an area like Kossuth County, where obviously that's kind of a big issue right now?
There's only one way it would make a big difference, because this doesn't put actual money into broadband. That's going to be in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. But there's two things that the bill does. If you get any state money now, then you can't get any federal money. So it does away with that. So if you get some state money, you can still get some federal money. And then because a lot of local groups maybe doesn't have the resources from their own income from tax money or other sources of money, they could match the federal dollars with other federal dollars that they're getting from the COVID bill. So I think what it does is it opens up opportunities for some people or communities to get money that would be denied it otherwise because you got state money. And then if you don't have a lot of matching money, you could use some of the federal dollars you get under the COVID bill to match other federal dollars.
Okay. You've been trying to get year-round sales of E15, trying to keep that fight going, I guess. Is there any update on that situation, or what's the latest there?
Well, the bad news is we had a court case that said that the actions taken by the Trump administration to allow E15 year-round, because, you know, before this year, you couldn't market it during June, July, August till September the 15th. So, you know, consumers only had choice 9 months out of the year to use E15. So we finally got that change, which would make it easier for the consumer, and it would also use more ethanol at E15 than at E10. So we thought we had things going on a major win for ethanol. And then we find out court says that the law did not allow EPA to do that. So then now we're back to where we've been. We've got to pass legislation. So the recent thing is that Fisher and I have put in legislation on that subject to allow E15 year-round. And it's particularly stupid for the court to rule that way, because if you're worried about global warming, then using more ethanol and not less ethanol is one way to fight global warming.
Can you, I guess, I don't really know the reason why E15 wasn't available year-round before. Do you know any of the history of that, why that is?
Yeah. The court would say that under the Clean Air Act, and this was the excuse why EPA didn't do it in the first place until last year when the Trump administration finally made it possible, they said that during the hot summer, there's too much volatility to it, and it actually hurts the war against global warming.
Okay. Now, you've been doing your county tours here. I know you were in Kossuth County here recently. I guess, how many counties do you have left to hit all 99 this year? And maybe talk about some of the people have been bringing up. I know what they kind of talk about here in Kossuth County, but maybe talk about some of the things that people are bringing to you in each of your counties.
I'll try to give you something from memory, but I did have a list last week, but nobody asked me that last week. First of all, I've been in 85 counties. I got 14 left, and I plan to complete the 14 in August, at least by Labor Day. And let's see this cattle thing coming up, that farmers that spot market their beef can't find a market some days and they get a lower price. Then you have infrastructure always coming up. Immigration, just like you asked me, renewable fuels issues. Then because this president wants to appropriate $6 trillion this year, then it brings back the war on inflation that we had to have in the 1970s and 80s. In other words, this administration wants to pour gasoline on the inflation fires. And then we always bring up about workforce, not being able to hire people. Maybe a little less problem now in Iowa, as long as Governor Reynolds has decided not to let the additional $300 come until it's done away with under federal law on September the 11th. And by the way, I was at some factory maybe a couple weeks ago where the guy said to me, I wasn't sure that that was going to do any good, but he says, I've been trying to hire people for a long period of time, and I recently filled 10 positions just because people weren't going to get more sitting at home than they would if they were working. And then, well, we just talked about another issue that comes up here, this workforce issue. Then you already brought up broadband. Then another thing that comes up deals with what we call tax at estate time, death tax. This administration wants to do with a stepped-up basis for figuring estate tax and the value of property. And then maybe reduce the exemption for estate taxes in half, back down to $5,500,000. Those are things that are constantly coming up. And that latter has come up, I'll bet, in at least 75 of my 85 county meetings. In other words, the business of this president wanting to put a death tax on.
Recently, you issued concerns about the president removing the commissioner of the Social Security Administration and his deputy commissioner, even though their terms were running through, I believe, 2025. I guess maybe talk a little about that. What were your concerns there?
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. The president is violating the law by firing that guy. And this guy, is Mr. Saul is his name. He's going to go to court over it, because the law says very specifically that we appoint a director of the Social Security Administration for a six-year term. Maybe it's a five-year term. But anyway, it wouldn't have ended until 2026, I believe, or 2025. And the president comes in and fires him. And the reason the law reads that way is we want to keep Social Security out of politics. And the reason the president fired him, he was getting pressure from the unions, particularly the government employees that are members and in the Social Security Department that are members of the union, didn't like it because he was bringing some efficiency to the operation of Social Security. So he shouldn't have been fired, and it's a crime that he was fired.
All right. One more thing here. Last week, you and Mr. Johnson from Wisconsin, you were looking for the Justice Department to get more information on some records from the Mueller investigation. It looks like some 59 of 96 phones used by the special counsel
yeah.
were not returned or something like that. I guess, have you gotten any updates since that time, or is that still kind of up in the air there?
No update, but we're concerned. What sort of a cover-up is it that all of a sudden a massive number of phones used by the Mueller investigation, what might they show about maybe some bias, if it might show that up? Who could speculate? But they're private, they're government property, and they should be inventoried, and we ought to know where they are. It ought to be accountable. And our whole investigation is to bring accountability. And if we have transparency on this issue, which Senator Johnson and I are trying to get, we will have accountability.
All right, perfect. Thank you for the time today, Senator.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Brian, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.